Hello and welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. Today I'm introducing a new topic in a series that I'm going to be talking about for quite a while now, which is still following our lead of women's health. Perimenopause. Perimenopause is something that affects over 50% of the global population. It's a lifetime incidence that women are affected by. And it's sort of a transition phase between the time of being still in reproductive age and initiating menopause. Natural menopause does not occur suddenly. A period called perimenopause is usually the beginnings of a few years before the last menstrual cycle. There are two stages of transition, and these perimenopausal times are actually the ones that we usually have more symptoms than in the actual menopause, because beside the menopausal symptoms, we still have our reproductive health symptoms, such as women suffering from endometriosis, our current topic. They still have heavy symptoms of such during their cycles, as well as this roller coaster of hormones being on decline, yet not fully so. There is a lot of instability, which can affect, among other things, and today I will talk about this, the mental well-being of women. So menopause is something that we feel is quite a severe topic and has a lot of symptoms that are particularly related to mood swings because of sleeplessness and the hormonal, as already mentioned, but also, and I think it's not to forget, the idea of being in a transition from being this fertile woman, this young woman, still young in today's society, even if you're in perimenopause, but from a reproductive perspective, not anymore. And a lot of women have to confront themselves with this and with their aging bodies in a time where they might feel as young as somebody in their 20s. And that's why in today's society, where we continue to live almost a century long, this can be very challenging and is obviously also very challenging for a lot of women. And therefore, it can impact their mental well-being. For example, women that have experienced severe PMS mood swings or having history of clinical depression may feel this particularly much during this transition phase of perimenopause. It will in future, however, in most of the cases, start to decline once you actually landed in perimenopause. In menopause, I mean. In general, and that's good news for the time post-perimenopause, is that women suffer less from depression in the years of menopause comparing to the years of perimenopause. And that can be understood through the less fluctuation of the hormones and a more stable lifestyle being available due to that. So it's not a bad idea to reflect over this topic early, because when it comes, it comes, and it's sort of often comes out a little for all of us out of the blue, because we're not really know when perimenopause starts in women, because it's very different depending on the lifestyle, the stress, the place we are from. There's many aspects that contribute. So if you notice yourself suddenly feeling a bit all over the place and maybe not as happy anymore as you used to be when it comes to your mental well-being, and you're in your 30s, early 40s, don't hesitate to seek help and talk to a therapist and discuss your ideas and feelings. It can be a big relief for not only you, but for the entire family or the couple. And it will also have better long-term effects, especially when the symptoms will increase during this stage of transition. And maybe someone like that could just support you in transitioning better into menopause and a life after the reproductive cycle. So do stay tuned for more episodes, and also experts we will invite to talk about their experiences and expertise when it comes to perimenopause and menopause. So once again, don't hesitate to reach out to @Dr. Schwank on Instagram. And of course, we're always happy to hear feedback from the audience to improve and add as much information as possible. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.